Should the Evergreens lose tonight, let's not even think about it. We'll be waiting for baseball and some snow to melt. Starting lineup for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders, Austin Pirlo, Nathan Krominacher. It seems like the Krominacher family has contributed a lot of kids to the Rapids Athletic Department. There's Valley Conference Player of the Year, Grant Flory. Dylan Lazitza, a junior, runs the point. And their big man underneath is Matt Schooley. The Evergreens starting lineup. They'll start Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbach, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards. Five seniors for the Evergreens. Valley Conference champions. Win or lose, no one can take that away. The Evergreens 17-5 on the season. Wisconsin Rapids comes in with a 9-13 record. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. A website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, InterCity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. Student section will come to its feet till the Evergreens score their first basket. Ethan Ostrowski will jump center for the Evergreens. Waiting to see who comes into the center circle for Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be Grant Flory. Flurry's got a big vertical leap, but he's easy to spot with those neon basketball sneakers, which someone told him look good. Ball to the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Tapped back to the Evergreens. Hallenbach possesses for DC Everest. Ostrowski in the corner. Man-to-man Rapids defense. Cutter to the rim. Here's Hallenbach, who scores up and in down low. Evergreens lead 2-0. Full court pressure. Again, the Evergreens blew out this team by 45 the last time they met. Rapids breaks it into the front court, gets the ball over to Krominacher, now into the corner. While Lizitza carried that ball, and there's no whistle. He goes back out. Krominacher will reset. In fact, there are two Krominachers in the lineup here. Nathan is the one on the floor right now. Younger brother Jared is on the bench. Rapids backs this one out with the Evergreens leading 2-0. Over to Flory. Flory is guarded by Ostrowski. While out for a three is Krominacher. He passes on it, drives to the rim, and is fouled. Kind of a touchy foul there, too. Free throws coming up. Brian Hallenbach picks up an early foul. And there comes Nate Krominacher to the free throw line. Excellent left-handed starting baseball pitcher who teams will have to deal with once the springtime gets here. Krominacher's first free throw is good. One more coming. Just don't quite want to think about baseball yet. Let's have a few more basketball games. Why not? Krominacher hits the front of the rim and gets a friendly bounce. The second free throw is good, and we're tied 2-2. Evergreens to the front court. Keaton Edwards, now Ostrowski in the corner. Back out. Hallenbach thinks about the three, drives in. Flory cuts him off. Evergreens go back out and reset. Hallenbach gets the ball again. Hallenbach has Dylan Lizitza on him. Hallenbach behind the back, fancy cut off. Ostrowski thought about the three. Brings his arm down, gives it over to Studeman. First touch, Studeman splits defenders, lost the ball, gets it back at the rim. Studeman, good recovery, scores. Studeman almost dribbled that off his foot, reached down, picked it up, and got to the rim anyway. 4-2, Evergreens. 90 seconds into this one, long cross-court pass, Rapids beats full court pressure. To the corner, Flory thinks about it, drives in. Ostrowski cut him off, he misses at the rim. Offensive rebound, Pirlo gives it back, score, and a foul. Grant Flory has a basket, and he'll get to the free throw line too. Ethan Ostrowski picks up his first. The basket ties the game 4-4. Grant Flory to the free throw line to try and give Rapids an early lead. High arcing free throw is good, 5-4 Red Raiders. Rapids picks up half-court man-to-man. Cade Sievertson brings it now to Ostrowski in the corner. Studeman, Evergreens work the perimeter here. Sievertson gets it back. Hallenbach, low blocks. Luck for the cutter, knocked out of bounds off the Rapids defender. He's trying to give that back to Cade Sievertson. Austin Pirlo got a hand in there. Rapids has a lot of juniors, so this team figures to be better a year from now. Four games below 500. Evergreens inbound along the baseline. Got a block? No, a travel. Alex Studeman has turned the ball over. Rapids leading 5-4. They'll get the ball back. Evergreen's full court pressure has not produced a turnover yet. Well, for a moment, Lizica picked up his dribble in the backcourt. Gives it back to Pilo. They've got to get across the 10-second line. And while they just beat the 10-second count. And the ball is turned over. Here's Studeman to the rim, scores. Studeman let the defender, Dylan Lizica, blow right by him and then had an easy layup to the basket. 6-5 Evergreens. Rapids turns the ball over, pass too long for Grant Fleury, taken away by Cade Sievertson. To Keaton Edwards back out, three ball, Studeman arcing round and out, no good. And Grant Fleury gets the rebound. The turnover does not hurt Rapids, 6-5. Rapids quickly to the front court. Goes back out to Austin Pirlo. Down low now, Matt Schooley gets his first touch. Keaton Edwards on him, Schooley to the rim, he missed. Keaton Edwards better defense, but an offensive rebound for Lizica, who goes back out. Yeah, Keaton Edwards had to supply the defense on the shot and was out of position to get the rebound. Rapids goes back out for another look, pulling up, leaning in, Lizica too strong, tipped around. Schooley gets the rebound, misses at the rim, ball is still loose, out of bounds to the Evergreens. No, they're giving it to Rapids, oh my. Couple of Everest players didn't reach for that ball because they thought it was out of bounds on Rapids. Evergreens are taking an early timeout. We're 2 minutes in. The Evergreens have a 6-5 lead. Rapids will have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Your wait is almost over for the grand opening of Tommy's Express, Weston's newest and most advanced car wash. Enjoy a soft ride on the Gentle Belt conveyor and a showroom shine in about 3 minutes. And you can spin to win free washes, detail kits, Tommy Club memberships, and other fun items. The Tommy's Express grand opening event is today through Saturday at 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston. Follow all the fun by finding Tommy's Express on Facebook.
Fox Sports Radio.
Evergreens 6, Red Raiders 5. Rapids will get the ball underneath their own basket. Considering the two earlier meetings were a blowout, one in Rapids' favor, one in Everest's favor, this one's close and entertaining so far. Inbounded along the baseline to Lizica. Down low, Fleury over Keaton Edwards. He missed. Fleury gets his own rebound. That's up and down. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Well, Fleury jumped up, came down, still had the ball. They're going to say one of the Evergreens got a hand on that. That's back-to-back calls that go against the Evergreens. And Rapids will keep possession. They'll inbound underneath. Grant Fleury just hopped up and came down, still had the ball. And they called that a tie-up. Okay, Fleury in the corner. Ostrowski guards him. Goes back out to Austin Pirlo. Rapids wants to play a slowdown game. This is a clear out to the rim. Scoring reversing is Dylan Lizica. Got that ball right around Alex Studeman. 7-6 Red Raiders. Cade Sievertson will bring the ball up. The Evergreens have been using Hallenbach as a point guard. Back out, three ball, Studeman. Good! Alex Studeman has seven early. Another lead change. 9-7 Evergreens on the long three from the wing. Rapids breaks full court pressure. They'll run this half court. Thinking about the three as Lizica goes along the baseline, reverses at the rim and scored. He tiptoed to avoid stepping out of bounds. Tied 9-9, 14 minutes to play in the first half. Hallenbach off a screen, fancy behind the back and stolen. Dylan Lizica in the front court. Evergreens are back defensively. Lizica to the rim. He misses. Wow, he needs to go back out or leave that for a trailer. Ostrowski gets the ball. So a turnover for the Evergreens. Rapids gets no points. Cade Sievertson driving in left hand. Sievertson got his defender to respect the three on the fake and then drove right past him, 11-9. Rapids again works against full court pressure. Breaks it now, 3-on-2 to Schooley. It hits the rim and goes out of bounds to the Evergreens. Tried to lob that underneath to Schooley and the pass went off the backboard and then hit the rim and went out of bounds. So Rapids has turned the ball over on their last two possessions. Basketball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, so is automotive body work until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. On Wausau's north side, Abra Auto Body. Down low, Keaton Edwards got past his man. He's fouled! fouled, and he scored. Grant Fleury was beaten by Keaton Edwards and then fouled him from behind. A bad foul. Keaton Edwards has already got a rebound, makes his presence felt there. 13-9 Evergreens, and a free throw coming up. Grant Fleury's only a junior, so he'll be back for the Red Raiders next season. Keaton Edwards' free throw is good. 14-9 Evergreens. Rapids with a substitution in. This is Ruben Freeberg, who's now in. Rapids has this in the backcourt. Keaton Edwards almost knocks it away. They just broke the 10-second count again. Pass to Fleury down low. Fleury too strong. Ball's tipped loose. Rebound to Freeberg, who just came into the game. Secured that ball in the corner. Freeberg thinks about the three and backs it back out. Dylan Lazitza around the perimeter. Krominacher down low to Fleury. Ostrowski on him. The Evergreens double team him on the baseline. Hallenbach now backs away. Fleury kisses the glass and scores. Fleury's got five. 14-11. 12 and a half to play until halftime. Colton Hall's now in for the Evergreens. Down low to Hallenbach. Hallenbach spins, moves away. Extra pass down low to Ostrowski. Schooley's got him bottled up there. And the Evergreens are going to bring this out, I think, and reset. Ostrowski down low against Schooley. Back out. Evergreen Studeman thought about the three. Pass was a little bit off. Didn't have his feet set. Back out. Studeman, longer three. Good! A step back, and Studeman hits it. Studeman, first team all-conference with 10, 17-11. Evergreens are better from the outside than Rapids. Long pass, knocked out of bounds. That's off Rapids. No, they're going to say off the Evergreens. Colton Hall, right in front of the Everest bench. Valley Conference Coach of the Year, Jerry Poggle, was ready to make that call himself. Rapids gets the ball back, 17-11. Ball's handed off now to Freeberg. Freeberg behind the back. Fancy dribble. Colton Hall guards him. Here's Fleury cut off along the baseline. They double-team him. Goes back out while Krominacher's got to take that three. They double-team down low. Krominacher was open, doesn't fire. Freeberg instead pulls up to Fleury, fading backwards. Good. Grant Fleury's already cooking on a big night. He has seven of Rapids' 13 points. 17-13. I guess the trend that's working in the Evergreens' favor, Rapids has to work much, much harder in their offensive end to get a look at the basket. Ostrowski, three ball, set shot off the back of the rim, no good. Freeberg, rebound for Rapids. Quick outlet pass to Grant Fleury. Fleury splits defenders to the rim, hangs too strong, looking for a foul that didn't come. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Evergreens in transition. Hallenbach splits defenders, hangs, misses off the front rim. Challenged that double team, and the Evergreens came away with nothing. Rapids coming back the other way. Lazitza down low, double team. That's a late foul. Oh, that was clean. Colton Hall got all ball there, and the foul's on him. Wow. Colton Hall picks up his first, team's third. And Dylan Lazitza goes to the free throw line. He'll shoot two that, in all honesty, he doesn't deserve. Lazitza's a great free throw shooter and does not make me a liar. Hits his first. 17-14, and one more free throw to come. Missed it. And the Evergreens' Alex Studeman gets the rebound. Everest by three and possession. Studeman up high, thought about a drive in, drives the basket, that's blocked. No whistle there, and Rapids comes away with it. Lazitza in the front court. Evergreens are back defensively. Lazitza's cut off by Colton Hall along the baseline, goes back out. Rapids works down low to Schooley. Keaton Edwards on him. Edwards, like a tree, got him to miss. Schooley tried to tap it up. Hallenbach gets it for the Evergreens. Keaton Edwards got an advantage on Schooley. Hallenbach scooping drive too strong off the back of the rim. Still 17-14. So the teams both trade misses right at the rack. Rapids pulls this out. Lazitza's going to call a play against the Evergreens half court. This possession will bring us under 10 minutes to play in the first half. 17-14 Evergreens. Fleury up high, down low, knocked away, turned over. Hallenbach got a hand in there and tipped it over to Keaton Edwards. The Evergreens are taking a timeout. 9:58 to play. Evergreens have the ball and a 17-14 lead back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Didn't like, gets his first points. 19-14 Evergreens. Rapids breaks full court pressure with Ruben Freeberg into the front court. Down low to Fleury. Ostrowski's on him. Steps back, fading away. That's a tough shot and a miss. Fleury has missed his last two. Studeman with the rebound for the Evergreens. 19-14. Gives it to Hallenbeck. Thought about the three. Now drives in. Hallenbeck back to Keaton Edwards. Got his man up in the air. And Keaton Edwards travels. Keaton Edwards threw the shoulder fake, got Schooley to jump up, and then Keaton Edwards traveled, shuffled his feet. Mm. So we stay with the Evergreens, plus five. Rapids in the backcourt, and the Evergreens take the press off out of the timeout. The Evergreens will set this up as half-court man-to-man. This is Dylan Lazitza in the front court. Colton Hall guards him. Goes back out to Lazitza. He's 30 feet away from the basket, out closer to the center circle. Now over to Freeburg, who thought about that three. Hallenbeck popped out to guard him, played him soft, almost daring him to shoot. Rapids very little from the outside of this game, driving in Lazitza that's knocked out of bounds off Ostrowski. Yeah, they got a switch off there, got Ostrowski on Lazitza, and Ostrowski just put his hands up and knocked that ball out of play. Rapids will keep it. Again, 8:44 to play. Inbound to Fleury in traffic. He rolls it around and in. Fleury now has 9, 19-16. Rapids takes a lot of time off each time they have the ball. Each half-court possession is a grinder. Evergreens just seem to score much easier, more flow on their offensive end. Hallenbeck with the ball for the Evergreens. Splits defenders. Pass down low. Left hand, Keaton Edwards. Hallenbeck dishes out another assist. Keaton Edwards has 5. It's 21-16. If Rapids is patient again, this possession, tipped away. Keaton Edwards strips Freeburg, gets that ahead now to Ostrowski down low, who scores. Points off the turnover. The Evergreens open it up a little daylight now. They lead 23-16. Now we're at the 8-minute mark. A couple of turnovers here from full court pressure. Lazitza in the backcourt. Keaton Edwards bangs him, no whistle, and breaks the timeline there. Evergreens by 7. Down low to Schooley. Hall is on him. Wow, he threw the elbow. Hall tried to sell it, and Schooley scores down low. Big size advantage there. Schooley against Colton Hall. Evergreens are going to need one of the bigs on Schooley down low. 23-18. Hallenbeck splits defenders back out. Keaton Edwards fake the three. Fleury is out on him. Hallenbeck straight on three ball. Good! Hallenbeck knew from the moment it left his hands. Hallenbeck was practically fist-bumping in front of his bench before it left the cords. 26-18, Evergreens. Rapids still in the backcourt, knocked away by Keaton Edwards, and Edwards is fouled by Lazitza. Lazitza turned it over, and then out of frustration, banged Keaton Edwards before he could get to the rim. Two free throws coming up here. Keaton Edwards already has 5. Keaton's playing well today. First of two free throws coming here. It is no good off the back bracket. Sponsored by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Second free throw from Keaton Edwards is good. He's got 6. Evergreens by 9. 27-18. This possession brings us to the 7-minute mark in the first half. Lazitza's double-teamed at the half-court line, gets through, went to the rim, instead passes off to the corner. Wow, he's got to split defenders and go to the rack there. Back out to Fleury, hop step, he is fouled. Double-team came over to Fleury, and I think it is Colton Hall. Yep, Colton Hall picks up his second. He'll probably go to the bench. Yeah, Hall gave up a basket on the mismatch earlier, now has 2 fouls. Colton Kielman will come in for the first time for the Evergreens. Fleury's first free throw is good. Seems like just about everything goes through Fleury. Second free throw coming up. Fleury's got it. He now has 11 points. Evergreen still lead 27-20. Hallenbeck walks it up to the front court. Got Freeburg guarding him. Over to Keaton Edwards. Edwards to the cutter. Ostrowski in traffic, back out. Colton Hall now looking to drive in here. This is Studeman. Hangs at the rim, misses. Tries to tip it back up. Wow, they're over Studeman's back, and there's no whistle. and he missed a second time on that tap back. Rapids comes away with the ball. Here's Lazica to the front court. Freeburg all alone in the corner, no good. Well short. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Hallenbach behind his back comes into the front court. Well, Hallenbach's taken Freeburg to school on the defensive end. Hallenbach hangs, misses at the rim. Schooley gets the rebound. Evergreens have three players back. Rapids has to pull this out. So Rapids going to play this as a half-court set. 6 minutes to play. Freeburg tries again with a three, and that one's too strong. Ugly miss. Tipped around, and Ostrowski gets it for the Evergreens. Yeah, that's why Rapids doesn't fire much from the outside. Freeburg's off their bench as a three-point shooter, and the two misses have been well wide of the mark. Evergreens with the ball, half-court set, wrap around to Keaton Edwards, who is stripped as he goes to the rim. It's off the Rapids player, and the Evergreens will keep the ball here. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Hallenbach is going to trigger this in. 27-20, Evergreens. First-round playoff game for both of these teams. Hallenbach surveys, goes all the way up high to Keaton Edwards. Straight on, three ball in the air. Off the backboard and good. Cheshire Cat smile for Keaton Edwards. He did not call glass. Missed so much that it was good. 30-20. Rapids into the front court. Lazica has it behind his back. He's on Colton Keelman, drives the rim, bumped, and we've got a foul. Two free throws coming up. It's the right call, blocking along the baseline. Colton Keelman looked like he had a little trouble keeping up with Lazica in his first defensive set since coming in off the bench. Dylan Lazica is 1-for-2 from the free throw line already, and now he's 2-for-3. Basketball is sponsored by Basement Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts. Serving Central Wisconsin for 80 years. Basement Shoe and Clothing. Lazica's second free throw is good. He has 6 points. It's 30-21, Evergreens. Hallenbach walks it up for the Evergreens. Half court, man-to-man defense waits for him. Here's Colton Keelman, first touch in the offensive end. Keelman cross court, Ostrowski open, set shot, three, good. No one came out to guard Ostrowski. He'll burn you every time. It was Schooley, who doesn't move very well for a big man, who had trouble getting out to guard Ostrowski. Ostrowski was open, stolen in the backcourt. Keaton Edwards picked up there by Austin Pierlot. Ball is in, knocked out of bounds, off Rapids. Evergreens get it back off a turnover. Evergreens with a chance here to build their first double-digit lead. Well, they've got it now. They're up 33-21, looking to build on it right now. Rapids' fifth turnover. Evergreens have turned the ball over just twice. Here's Hallenbach in the backcourt to Keaton Edwards. Down low to Ostrowski. Knocked loose into the corner. Ethan retrieves it there. Back out to Studeman. Fakes the three. Got his man up in the air. Foul line extended. Fading backwards. Good. Studeman's got 12 to lead the Evergreens. Rapids needs a timeout. Evergreens are on a 14-point lead. 35-21. Evergreens look like they're one step closer to ending Wisconsin Rapids season. I'm Chris Conley. Once this game is done, we have game two of a playoff doubleheader. Wausau East playing at Mosinee. That's a winnable game for the Lumberjacks. Follow our feed at foxsportswausau.com and everythingevergreens.com. 4:34 left in the first half. And the Evergreens are up 35-21. Now this message: there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and these Midwest Communications stations. The Evergreens keep Colton Keelman in the game out of the timeout. Rapids will have the ball. Now they're down by 14 points. Grant Fleury's missed two out of his last three shots while pushing off in the backcourt. That should be a foul on Rapids. It's going to be a foul on the Evergreens. Lazica is pushing out with his elbow to create separation on that double team. Foul is on Keaton Edwards, though. It's his first and the team's sixth. So Rapids goes into the bonus with 4:25 left in the half. Here's Lazica, who's directing traffic way up high. Evergreens are looking to trap. They've settled back into a zone now. And the Evergreens will trap if someone picks up their dribble. Rapids trying to decide what to do against this new defensive set. Go cross court to Lazica. Bounces down low on the baseline. Caden Krautzer has now come in. Krautzer just got a first touch. Bounced along the baseline. Krominacher. Yeah, Rapids is struggling against this zone. They don't know what to do right now. Under 4 minutes, they're having trouble getting the ball inside. A lot of passing out high and not attacking the basket. Got to find the seam in this zone. Krominacher lets a three go. It's a bad miss. Rapids is 0 for 3 behind the arc. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Ahead to Hallenbach. Splits defenders. Hallenbach is stripped. Foul on the floor. Non-shooting foul. Hallenbach wanted to go to the rim. He was banged by one of the defenders in that double team before he moved to the rim. Dylan Lazica is called for his second foul. Just the third team foul on Rapids. In traffic to Studeman, right under the rim. Studeman banged hard. He scores and he's fouled. Evergreens are rolling and the Evergreens are going to put up a big number in the first half and are going to have a comfortable lead at halftime. Alex Studeman now has 14 and he'll get to the free throw line for a 15th. Caden Krautzer commits the foul. Studeman is the Evergreens' only all-conference player first team. Studeman by far is the most improved Evergreen from junior year to senior year. Missed the free throw though, and Grant Fleury, who's been quiet lately, gets the rebound. 37-21 Evergreens. Cut off along the baseline is Lazica. Lazica goes back out. Again, Evergreens looking to trap out of this zone. Fleury's got it. Gives it over to Lazica. Again, Rapids still unsure of themselves offensively and taking a long time each time they have the ball. Nate Krominacher pulls this all the way back out. Rapids has the ball. They're 30 feet away from the basket. Looking to drive in a little bit is Lazica to the baseline. Pirlo goes back out. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. Again, Rapids just has done nothing from the outside in this game, so the Evergreens can pack the zone in, looking to trap out of it. Rapids struggling here. Lazica stripped. Ostrowski got a hand in there. Ahead to Hallenbach, who scores. Colton Kielman fed Hallenbach. Rapids needs a timeout. It's 39-21. I mean, this timeout is to talk about how to handle that zone. Evergreens, the last couple of sets, have shown the 2-3 zone looking to trap out of it, and Rapids has just been out of sorts with that defensive alignment. 39-21. 2:41 left in the first half. At halftime, we will total up our leading scores. We'll also preview Saturday's games. Again, winners tonight have just 24 hours to turn it around and play again. Timeout's over. Evergreens take the press off, and we'll set this up as half court. Again, the Evergreens don't want to see anyone pick up needless fouls down the stretch here of the first half. The Evergreens have a comfortable 16-point lead. Play is back in, goes into Austin Pirlo. Evergreens keep the 2-3 zone on. Boy, you could really flummox Rapids if you switch back to man-to-man. You know, the nice thing about the zone, too, is that it kind of protects some of your players. Rapids just threw this almost into the backcourt. Ruben Freeberg retrieved it right at the half-court line and saves the possession. Again, Rapids, every possession, the clock just moves, makes it hard to come back in a game like this. 2:10 and counting down. Cross court to Freeberg. Studeman comes out to guard him. Alex got a couple of inches there, so there's not going to be a three hoisted over him. Now to the corner, Austin Pirlo. They almost double-team. Get it to Fleury. Foul line extended. Fleury kicks it back out. Extra pass looking to drive in. Lazica, he's cut off. Ball was loose in the corner. They work it down low. Krominacher double-teamed, goes back out. The Everest defense is fabulous right now. The crowd is urging the Evergreens on. Trapped in the corner. Rapids can't do anything with the ball right now. Freeberg passes up the three-pointer. He's open there, and he does not fire. I mean, that's the whole point of him being on the floor. Almost threw it behind Fleury. Fleury on his dribble, almost stolen, knocked away. The Evergreens get a turnover. Knocked away by Colton Kielman to Keaton Edwards, reversing. He missed at the rim. Rapids gets it back with 1:20 left in the half. Fleury into the front court, splits defenders, blocked, and there's a late whistle. That block also looked clean up high. Coach Jerry Poggle happened right in front of him, can't believe it. Foul is on Alex Studeman. Studeman got all ball against Fleury. Well, I mean, even at the high school level, I mean, Fleury gets the LeBron James rules. Sometimes gets an extra step. every block must be a foul, so there it is. Fleury's going to get to the free throw line. Referee had to go over to the Evers bench to retrieve the ball. That conversation has come to an end. Here's Fleury's first free throw. It's good. Rapids has gone a long time between baskets from the floor. Their last 4 points have come from free throws, 39-22. And the Evers defense on the last set, probably their best defensive set of the entire year. Fleury misses the second free throw. Studeman, who had him blocked clean, gets the rebound. To Hallenbeck, hangs up and in. Hallenbeck for the Evergreens. Now has 9, 41-22. This game suddenly has the feel of a blowout. Down low, Schooley. They broke full court pressure, and Matt Schooley scores for Wisconsin Rapids. Under a minute to play in the first half. Evergreens may just want to slow this down for the final shot. Evergreens by 17 and the ball. Here's Colton Kielman. Kielman drives around. Why not? He scores anyway. Colton Kielman, scooping shot, bending around Austin Pirlo and got it in. 43-24. Now Rapids can hold for a last shot if they want to. Fleury into the front court. That's got to be an offensive foul. No, it's a block. Again, Fleury, every play that he's involved goes Fleury's way. They're going to call Colton Kielman for a block. Fleury rules in effect again, and two free throws coming up. Kielman picks up his second with 30 seconds left in the half. First free throw for Fleury is good. Austin Pirlo comes out. Ruben Freeburg comes back in. The Evergreens make no changes to their defensive alignment. Ball's live on a miss. Fleury's got both of his free throws. 43-26. Evergreens look like they're going to hold for a final shot here. Hallenbeck walks it up into the front court with Dylan Lazitza on him. Over to Ostrowski, down to 20 seconds. Hallenbeck holds it way up high near the center circle. Looks to drive in. Cut off. 18, 17, 16. Hands it over to Keaton Edwards. 10 seconds left. Go time for Hallenbeck, who splits defenders. Lost the ball. It's along the baseline. Saved out of bounds off a Rapids player. Colton Kielman, who stays in with the two fouls, threw it off Nathan Krumenacher's hip, and the Evergreens, with 5 seconds left, will get to inbound the ball right under their own basket. Caden Krautzer comes in. Lazitza, who has two fouls, will come out. They don't want him to pick up his third with just 5 seconds left. Underneath their own basket, Hallenbeck looking for a cutter, gets it in traffic to Studeman. 4-3. He's bumped hard. This would count if it goes. It rolls around, no good, and we are at halftime. Evergreens lead 43-26. And again, Studeman was bumped hard right at the rim, but his name is not Fleury, so there was no whistle there. Evergreens lead by 17. We'll be back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Smile.